Should we open with some quotes?
All right.
If you're drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon, you're either a hipster or a grandpa. Nothing?
No? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's correct.
Natty Light, you are really, really good at beer pong, but not great at life.
Oh.
99% of road sodas are Keystone Ice.
Keystone Ice.
Bud Light is for people who just don't care.
They don't.
They don't.
Nobody picks Amstel Light by choice.
Can't say I've ever picked that beer. It's true.
I think I had a brief month back in 1992 where I probably did that.
You picked it by choice?
Yeah.
Damn it. It was a brief day.
Yeah.
Brief afternoon. Oh, and people who drink Steel Reserve just don't give a fuck. This is the perfect pour.
Bam, bam, bam. Bam, 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 bam. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. We're going to hang out and talk about craft beer for a little while. It's like a bottle share with the with microphones.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
Oh, I'm Matt. Sorry.
And he is on his phone.
The famed bearded brewer.
Yeah.
Can't keep him off his phone.
Yeah, almost didn't.
Not today. Even beer and a podcast could keep him off his phone.
Well, I'm doing show notes. Yes. So
he's doing work. It's okay.
You guys know me. I don't often talk until it's chime in somewhere.
Not even Stone and Joy by can steal his attention.
Nope.
Mm.
So right off the bat.
Has a real piney sawdust flavor to it.
We're drinking the Stone and Joy by 7414. It's... There, of course, everyone knows the Enjoy By series because it's everywhere now.
Yeah,
no more. It's not exclusive to nothing. It's in Save Mart now.
No more.
It's over.
Super duper.
The luster is off.
And we've hit a new low.
And what do you think of this batch of Enjoy By?
It's just a regular IPA now. Nothing special about this.
Yeah.
Isn't Sam Adams doing one of these now?
Yes.
Ooh.
The Rebel Single Hop Series.
Enjoy by Rebel.
Enjoy this Rebel by this day.
Mm-hmm.
The Western Continental Sphere Enjoy by IPA by Samuel Adams.
The Rebel with the date.
The Rebel with a date. Rebel with a cause. Yep. To be drank by this date.
Yeah. But see, they tried to get hemisphere in there too, but it's geographical of the United States, though.
Yes, yes. Geographically located. So I'm not saying there's a correlation here. I'm not trying to say anything, but Sam Adams is doing a commercial about how many different beers they have.
I haven't seen that one.
They insert one hipster for street cred. And suddenly Stone says, look at all the craft beers we've been doing this year alone. But on social media, obviously Stone won't advertise on the television.
Nope. Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I noticed things.
Well, I remember where we were talking about Sam Adams and like where we were debating who could be the next Sam Adams in the craft beer world. Yeah. And Stone was brought up as that Stone could be the one that could challenge Sam Adams as far as like the craft beer mega king or whatever.
Is that the official title?
Yeah.
Mega king.
Mega king.
I want to be mega king.
But I know that one of my best friends runs a production company in San Diego and they do advertising and tried to get, this is before Stone blew up. Try to get Stone to advertise, you know, do television ads and like a full-on campaign.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. And
the San Diego Beer Company. Yeah,
and they did not want, they were not interested at all. They're, as far as that, not in just them as a production company, but just advertising in that way at all. So,
what do you think would happen to Stone if, like, you're sitting at home watching whatever?
Yeah, whatever you saw show, a Stone commercial,
and then
come
a
on,
Stone commercial.
If Greg Stone's Greg Coke or whatever, there's like Bally Coke's Cox.
Let me tell you about this IPA right here.
Yeah,
sit with me for a second.
Sit with me.
He's got like a smoking jacket on, and some penny loafers.
Yeah, I don't see that happen. They don't need to. I'm like, they seem don't. To be doing just fine without it.
Yeah, and social media is not hurting them by any means.
No.
And they've got the reach, and they've got the capacity.
Because you could, I mean, you could lose your street cred. Sam Adams doesn't have street cred, so.
You think that's anymore. Why they're branching out into these new pseudo-businesses, pseudo-breweries? Like the Stoshachicity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the Stoshachicity.
Because have you seen their labels? Now they're actually putting Stone on them, but keeping their different font and gradient.
Right.
Screen printing.
Yeah, it's a different, the series is like a continuing series now, apparently.
Yeah, but they've knowingly put their name on it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, wait, we forgot to put our name on the original. Oh, shit.
What if that's what really happened?
Maybe.
Like, something's missing, but I don't know what it is.
Our name isn't on this at all.
Who is this? Oh, I'm getting scared. Uh-oh. Oh, Mikey just needs more beer.
Some more beer here.
Crisis averted.
Crisis averted. So.
DEFCON 1,
so
please.
So, the enjoy by, just typical enjoy by. I guess. I think.
No, not typical. But
was it Bill?
Well, typical.
Bill the fucking science guy, or was it somebody? Somebody on our Instagram was saying how he felt it was more bitter than the last batch.
Which that depends. What was the last batch we had?
Well, I didn't have the last enjoy by.
Been what two enjoy bys ago?
Yeah. It was either February or 420 that we had last.
I did have the 420, so.
Okay.
Because the 516 or whatever, that didn't make it here.
Yeah, that's the one I didn't have.
This one lingers quite a bit longer than
mm-hmm,
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
More dankness.
Yeah.
It's
it's got more dank.
Yeah, I'll be burping this one up later. Like, out of all the beers I have tonight, you always end up burping up one. Oh, yeah, that was.
Tonight, there it was.
Tonight it's going to be the enjoy, but I could almost bank on that one.
And before we started recording here, we have from Coachella Valley Brewing, a Kolschella.
Kolschella.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Leave it to craft breweries to have a punny name, a made-up punny blended name.
Clever girl.
I was saying I'm pretty sure they made up that name before they made up the beer. They're like,
that's the reason they
Kolschella.
Started a brewery.
Let's do a Kolsch beer now, so we can call it Kolschella. Okay.
You know, they were sitting in a Burger King parking lot and they came up with this name and like, we got to start a brewery just so we can make this beer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's
they're
the
at,
thing dreams
they're
are
at Coachella
made off of.
The first year, like, we got a beer called Kolschella.
It's so good. We got to do it.
What do you think of that Kolsch? I guess, as far as, I'm not an expert in Kolsch style, but it would sound pretty middle of the road.
Yeah, Kolsch. I gave it a solid 2.5.
Ooh. A positive 2.5.
Positive 2.5.
Not
and a, half.
You weren't like trying to be negative with your 2.5.
Oh,
you
no.
Being positive on Untappd.
I didn't go 2, but it wasn't quite
yeah,
3.
2 is officially negative.
2 is officially
2.5,
on the
you're giving
side.
It a little bit of credit.
But it's funny, when you got 5 stars, 2.5 still looks really bad.
Yeah, right.
When you only got 5.
Yeah, because, well, I don't think people don't put enough negative stuff to balance it out.
Yeah.
So like, that's why 2.5 looks bad.
Like, it's beer. It's always
everyone
happy,
gives
right?
it 3. Yeah, everyone gives everything 3 and above, it seems like.
Yeah.
There's
you don't want to be that dick that gives it a 2.
Yeah.
It's fucking 2.
Fucking 2, man.
Beer sucks.
Then ask you, do you want to follow this brewery?
Like, thumbs down.
I just gave it a 2. They're probably not going to be cool if I see me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't want to follow this brewery.
Tioga Sequoia.
Eat you alive.
I just see if the bearded brewer's paying attention.
He's awake.
There, I'm done taking notes. I'll participate in the podcast now.
Yay!
After I check my Instagram.
Yay! Instagram, bearded brewer.
Woo!
So have you heard this, how I've discovered some things about... Now, I know Firestone was a contract brewer for Yard House.
See.
And then they were also the contract brewer for Trader Joe's, the Mission.
Yeah.
Now, so recently, they have backed out of all their... Firestone has dumped all their contract brewing accounts because it was taking up too much room. They needed room for their own beer. So they dumped all their accounts. And apparently, I didn't realize this, but that they... Slow Brew was doing a lot of contract brewing, and Firestone bought Slow Brew's brew house somewhere.
Wow. Okay.
In San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
And were kind of forced to take over their contracts that Slow Brew had.
So they're back contract to doing brew. Contracts.
So which included Trader Joe's and Yard House, and the one I didn't realize they're contract brewing for the one up in Humboldt, Humboldt Brewing? The one that's got the red nectar?
No, I think it's Nectar Ales.
Nectar Ales.
And oh. They do the Humboldt Hemp, is that what?
Yeah, I think so. Nectar Ale, they're contract brewing for them.
Really?
So, but they've dumped all their contract brews.
I looked that up.
So now Golden Road has taken over their Trader Joe's account. So Golden Road's going to be doing Trader Joe's brewing now.
And interesting.
And they'll be calling it Old Burro Brewery.
Burro?
Burro.
Burro.
So look for that coming soon, mm-hmm. I guess. Oh. I assume they're just... I assume it's going to be taking out... I assume it's going to be a while before the Mission stuff will be gone.
Might or it might not, because that stuff is ridiculously... Well priced.
Yeah.
I don't want to say cheap, but it is very easy on the wallet.
Yeah.
And especially if Trader Joe's puts it on special to get it out so they can get the new stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it would last very long.
And Golden Road, there's a Southern California brewery, right?
Yes, towards so LA.
Yeah. They have a good reputation.
And they do mostly cans, so I wonder if you're going to start seeing cans at Trader Joe's.
Ooh. Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people are speculating, and that would be amazing.
Amazing. Amazeballs.
Mm-hmm. So it is Humboldt Brewing Company.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen for Yard House's beer, their house beers.
Oh, they've
been all Firestone before, so I don't know who's going to be taking that over. I didn't see that. And I don't know about Humboldt's, and so, but... I guess
this so. Here's is good my
that you'll see more Firestone.
Have you ever ordered a house brew from Yard House? No. Well, there you go.
Probably but even won't. Though I know it's made by Firestone, I've always been curious, and I've been on the edge of ordering it, but always like wavered at the last second. So now, maybe I should go in there real quick and before they're run out of the Firestone contract and stuff.
You and tens of people are going to go do that.
Now. Yeah.
The Yard House. House brew club.
Get the Yard House, dude. It's going to be different now.
No. Can you growler this for me?
I haven't run into anybody that's just like, I love going in and getting the Yard House's
beer. Oh, man. It's so much better than any of the other.
Like, I wonder if that sells even.
Yeah. Because they got so much other stuff.
Because, who's getting that? Because the craft beer nerd's not going to. You know, they know it. Either know it's contracted by Firestone, or just even if they don't know, it's like it can't be that interesting. I'm not even going to get that. And then the normal person, Miller Road guy, that just kind of likes good beer but is not really educated about it. They're going to pick something they know or some name they recognize. They're not going to pick their house beer. So who the hell is getting their house?
So beer? You pretty much got. The guys that just turned 21 that are trying to impress their friends, be like, "Oh, I'm going to order the house flight, you know, because I only drink local, right?" Like they somehow convince themselves that Yard House is local. And they brewed this stuff right here.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get the dad that goes, just give me whatever.
Yeah. Like, that's, yeah, order that's me what
a beer.
I'm thinking.
Give me a beer.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're
the gonna person give you, just like, just give me a beer.
The waiter's then going to try and impress them. Oh, here's our house ale, yeah, sir.
Here's our house IPA.
Yeah. You'll love this. Oh, you know, okay. Not knowing they got.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Tastes like beer.
So you got. You got two guys a month coming in and ordering a house beer.
And they it takes up, like, I think they got about six different ones.
Yeah.
So you're taking up six taps that nobody six gives taps. A shit about. Just get them out of there. Stop it.
Yeah. I heard they plan their craft beer menu ahead of time, so I think they just don't care.
It's like every 6 months, I think, mm-hmm. they change their taps. Change, like, a group of taps.
Yeah.
But it could probably be another 6 months before the changeover when they lock down what's going to be on. So.
Oh, yeah.
So it could just be like, we don't care. Sell it.
We don't care.
We care more about sweet potato fries.
All right.
Uh-oh.
We like voicemails.
Mikey's grabbing the
enjoy voicemails.
He's grabbing the old answering machine.
Who knows what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Plugging in the answering machine.
Some more.
Our voicemail line is 559-492-0542.
And just to make you feel better, it goes to one of those mini cassettes.
Mini cassette?
Duna.
Yeah, it goes to an automatic cassette recording.
Yes, we still use tape.
Yeah, those here. Little tiny cassettes.
You hear it rewind, and then it does the beep. And
yeah, we do one of those skip George Costanza messages.
Can't stand ya.
And but guess what? We've got our voicemail streak continues.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Yes. The only consistent thing on our podcast.
Other than beer, which we need more of right now. Well, let's see. Who called the Dorktown or the Perfect Pour line? Screw the Dorktown jerk. Line.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? It's the Craft Trucker here.
Craft Trucker.
Hey, it's been a while since I called in. Just wanted to keep the voicemail streak going alive. And don't, yes. And I hope you guys don't forget who started the voicemail streak. Yeah, it was yours truly, the Craft Trucker.
Craft Trucker.
hey, just listen to the recent podcast. That was a pretty good one. It was cool listening to those guys from Beer Citizen. I'm definitely going to check them out now. I can definitely relate to Ryan there being from Visalia, talking about how he used to go down to the river in high school, down there to St. John's. So I can definitely relate to that. You know, I still go down to the river from time to time with some beers, but not Keystone. I go down there with some a little better these days, so. That was pretty cool. Interesting podcast there. Hey, to weigh in on the three beers you take to a desert island.
Nice.
I would,
nice.
Very nice. My choices would definitely have to be, I'm going to have to say Bitter American by 21st Amendment.
Nice.
Nice toffee, well-rounded pale ale. For the darker stuff, I'm going to have to do Sugar Pine.
Nice.
From Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
Love that beer.
Mm-hmm.
And my last one, you guys might make fun of me for, but I don't care.
Never.
Because, you know, you're on a desert island. You have to think it's going to be probably pretty warm. And you want something refreshing and light.
Uh-oh.
And you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have to go with Corona with the lime in it.
Damn.
I'm sorry, but I've been on a Corona kick lately. It's hot valley days. It's just right. So those are my three there. Keep up the good work, guys. Can't wait for the next one. Cheers.
Cheers, Craft Trucker.
See, I won't make fun of him because it is true. If you were sitting on a beach and somebody said, first beer that comes to mind, you would say Corona, because that's all they've ever advertised.
Yeah.
Whether you want it or not, what you actually have in the ice chest next to you is that or not. But that
not a
be
style the, done in the craft beer either. No cerveza style light.
Well, I think that
Trader Joe's had a craftiest. They had a dark cerveza and a regular cerveza that wasn't bad.
There isn't. That's why
hopped cervezas.
I wanted to do an episode of
double dry hop cerveza,
like the craft beer scene in Mexico. Like, is there one? I have not heard of one. Yeah. And like, there has to be some level of a craft beer scene in Mexico.
Not even a tequila infused.
There isn't, but there isn't a Mexican craft beer that I'm aware of that I've seen. That, like, you know, get on that.
Get on that.
Somebody, our listeners will enlighten us. 559-492-0542. Call it right now. Say, there is so. Look, Mexico City has blah, 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 blah.
Stupid.
Estúpidos. Bendejos.
Huh?
All right, right.
He's speaking
just
German.
Taking a What was that, German? As we take a brief break from voicemails, we now have in front of us the Schutz Brewery, one of the cooler labels I've seen in a while. Hop in the Dark.
Please tell me.
Cascadian Dark Ale.
Which I'm told from...
whatever the hell that is.
That it's a black IPA, but the proper name is Cascadian Dark Ale. I'm told that there are breweries and brewers out there in the world that would backhand slap you if you say black IPA. We don't say black IPAs. We say Cascadian Dark Ales, bitch.
Oh, so it's the same thing. So Cascadian Dark Ale person says that's the proper term.
Mm-hmm.
Black IPA is not the right term.
It's
supposed to be called Cascadian Dark Ale.
So it's just some sort of hopped dark ale. But
so now you, listener, have some sort of information next time you're in a bar. It's like, black IPA, and you go, excuse me, actually, it's supposed to be a Canadian Dark Ale. Actually.
Canadian.
Canadian Dark Ale.
Canadian Dark Ale.
You know.
That's a different kind of beer that we don't get in town.
Yeah. I'll go to BC and get my Canadian Dark Ales.
Did anybody else hear Ozzy in their head when they saw that name? No? Damn it. I knew I was going to be the only one.
Oh, well, because what is it?
Just a hop in the dark.
Shot in the dark or whatever.
Nice. All right. I get it now. See, I don't know why that wouldn't have popped in my head.
Oh, that's the only reason I bought it.
Hop in the dark. Yeah, I've been seeing that at Whole Foods, and they wouldn't put the price on it.
Oh, well, they did.
Oh, they finally did?
Oh, they finally did.
And that just scares me, because I'm like,
it's frightening.
What if I get up there and it's like $9 bottle? I'm like, then I have to be like a douche and go, no, I don't want that now.
Or turn to the line of 30 people behind you buying kale and yogurt and go, sorry, I'm going to go pick another one. I'll be right back.
Yeah. No, I want a different one now.
Hold my place, please.
So I just leave it. So I'm like, if you didn't do your freaking pricing properly. I used to do Bobby. That in the grocery store. I did that. Didn't mind. Fucking.
So you were that jerk at one time? Is that what you're saying?
No, man. I did all my shit properly. Okay. Everything got labeled and priced properly.
Yeah.
As soon as it hit the shelf. That minute. That's right. The instant.
Never had any problems.
Well, you'll just.
Voicemails.
It's modestly priced.
You'll just have to. What is it?
Our most modestly priced.
Isn't it Bobby? Isn't that who does it?
I don't want to say any names here, but it rhymes with Bobby.
Bobby. That works out for
voicemails.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast. This is your neighbor Cody from Bakersfield. I'm calling you guys from the land of Port. And
the what?
It actually took three Portland. Different days to finish your guys' podcast, which is not a complaint. I just kept getting interrupted when I was trying to listen to it peacefully.
It was a long one.
And I thought I would just comment on how lucky you guys are to be friends with Big Game. Because I've known him for 11 years now. No, I haven't. It's been 12 years.
Ooh.
And never has he given me anything like Bread or Rose. He has never given me half of his kidney supply. And I'm a little upset, but I'm also calling to congratulate you guys on that.
Wow.
And the other thing I wanted to talk about was you guys were talking, you guys mentioned your beers you can't live without. And I was, at first I kind of thought that maybe that was like you guys' favorite beers. And then I started going through mine and I was like, wait a second. No, these are just like staples. And I have one staple and I can't have anything else like match it for some reason. But it is Firestone's Pale 31.
And it's a nice one.
It is solid.
The most delicious staple. It's like having eggs and bread and milk in your house and butter. I can't go without it.
Yeah.
It's my lifeline. But enjoy you guys' podcast. I thought I would contribute, give you guys some free content because you guys were looking a little shallow on your call-ins. So we can say that this week is a success and that
success.
Your listener line has
great success.
Bye-bye.
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 Cheers to Cody.
Yeah. See,
and cheers to Lauren for keeping us rolling with the Desert Island beers.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good content drop-in.
Pat on the back for that.
Yeah, Pale 31. I agree. That goes into almost a different category where, like, what do you always have in your fridge just as your go-to? Like,
yeah. Like, sorry, all I got is blank.
Yeah. But right this, you know, the past few months, you know, sorry, I've been trendy, but I'm always having some sort of session IPA in there because it's versatile. Sorry. It's a versatile beer. A session IPA is very versatile. I can have it in the pool at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I can.
What are you, a housewife? Who the hell and
which,
is home
which watching my soaps? Talking about the weekend, man.
Okay.
You know, or I can have it at night still if I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to have any kind of hangover in the morning, but I still want a beer. I'm going to have a session IPA. So I can have it any time, you know, day, night. It's just, it's you need it to works. Have it in the fridge.
Have you had it for breakfast?
So a pail is basically is the same thing. No.
No?
No.
No. Do you ever I'll have a beer for breakfast?
No, I would have a rush hour. Okay. With breakfast, but I can't say I have yet, but I would.
No, I was just curious.
I would. That would be perfectly acceptable. A breakfast out too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you? Have you guys
had a pail for breakfast?
Anything in the a.m. between from waking up before noon? You had a beer.
Yeah.
Without taste. Like, oh, taste this. I mean, like.
Yeah.
Ordered a beer.
Yeah. But they've always been stouts. They've never, rush hour or dark ass. Never a pail for breakfast.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's probably a time where I've had beer early in the morning, but nothing comes to mind.
But I've never done it out of hair of the dog circumstances. I've always just been like, today, today it's steak, eggs, and stout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to
like
work.
It was a, you know.
I used to work night crew for Vons, and so, you know, our shifts were 10 to 6:30, or 10 to 7.
Damn.
And you get off on the load night, which is when everybody was working. So you'd have like 5 or 6 guys working, and you'd go. We'd all go together for breakfast somewhere, and we would found this place that served beer. It was a breakfast place that served beer in the morning.
Yeah.
So we were just, you know, that was our, we got off work.
Yeah.
That was our happy hour was 7 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. And we would go to this breakfast place and have pitchers after pitchers of beer with our waffles and pancakes, you know, and while other people are going to work, having their breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're over there just pounding pitchers and having beer. And that was our nighttime.
Where was that?
That was in Lakewood.
Okay. I was going to say, I think that's more common down south because that's where I discovered beer in the morning. We're in Culver City. There's a place called Overland Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls were doing, not that it's a girl or a guy thing, but the girls just happened to be doing mimosas, bottomless mimosas with breakfast. And I was like, I want a beer. And they're like, oh, we got this on happy hour right now. And it was Old Rasputin.
What? They had happy hour?
They had happy hour in the morning. That's nice. The first time I'd ever had Old Rasputin. I think that's what made me fall in love with it. It was just the atmosphere and the place. And yeah. It was breakfast, and it was so unconventional.
Well, see, yeah, that's the same. Like, how can you look at it sideways if you have mimosas in the morning? Yeah. It's the same thing. That's having what changed alcohol.
My mind about it, yeah.
So why is that? Yeah, why would that be bad or different or whatever?
Yeah, and it's just because I don't like champagne is the only reason I didn't do it.
Right, me neither.
I was like, oh, you guys have beer on special right now? Like, oh, yeah, we do this every weekend. It's like, this is amazing.
This is amazing.
What kind of sorcery is this?
I haven't seen that in Fresno, though. That's
the new trend. I'm sure they do it in the Bay Area, too. Beer in the morning.
Yeah.
So you can nap, and it gives you a really good nap in the afternoon.
It does. You are useless the rest of the day.
Session IPAs.
Hey, this is Carlos from Twitter. I'm calling in to say thanks and a good looking out for that Bakersfield microbrew. I went into Lengthwise and had the Citra, Simcoe, Centennial, and the Zeus. I like them both. And the Harvest Moon was also pretty good. Once again, I want to say thanks and let's keep this streak of phone calls coming in. Let's keep it alive. See you guys later.
Keep it alive. We got to do like some sort of hashtag for the voicemail line now.
Keep voicing.
Keep
voicing, crafters.
We got to think. Keep voicing. I don't know. I got to think of one. Carlitos from Alien Ant Farm.
Leave the perfect voicemail for the perfect pod.
Alien Ant Farm?
I think that's... No, sorry.
I was like, wait, what?
Alien Invasion.
Oh.
The Resident Alien Invasion.
Resident Alien Invasion. Yes, thank you.
Ah.
So ah.
Lengthwise.
Well, we got one more voicemail. 559-492-0542.
Gentlemen. Dustin Rocha, just calling about that
Rocha.
Challenge that Maddie dubbed on to me. So three beers if I was stranded on an island. I thought long and hard, and I got three for you plus an alternate.
Ooh.
Just because, you know, I had some extra time. So my first is going to have to be something light, refreshing. I'm going with Dale's Pale Ale.
All right.
I love that stuff, especially with, you know, ice cold and unlimited supply. I can live with that. Second, I would have to be from the Lips of Faith series, New Belgium, the Coco Mole. It is something a little different, but I can't get enough of that either. If I could find it again, I would love to, but yeah, that would have to be a second. My third would be Firestone Velvet Merkin.
Ooh, Merkin.
Beautiful, beautiful beer. And, yeah, that would be heaven right there. And the alternate would be fitting. Dallas Point victory at sea, because it would be a victory at sea. So, yeah. Gentlemen, thank you, and love the show. Take care. Cheers.
Thank you, Dustin.
Cheers. Thank you, Dustin. I agree. If I could not have Parabola, solid. I would infill Coco Mole or Victory at Sea. Those are killer alternates. And the Coco Mole, I don't know if they have done that one since. They did that a couple years ago, and it was... great.
You still remember it?
I still remember
it. Wow. Jeez. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we love that kind of contact. You can contact us anyway, but voicemail is the best because we're a podcast. It's an audio medium.
Mm-hmm.
Voicemails are the best. 559-492-0542.
Do not draw us pictures and send them in.
No, you can do that too.
Oh, okay.
As long as you still call the voicemail line on Twitter. You can draw us pictures.
And then describe your picture.
Yeah, and then call in and describe what you're thinking and you're going for.
This is a big penis.
Yeah. Just what I like hearing, like, what's going on in the scene that you're at. If you happen to be somewhere other than Fresno. Because we know the fucking Fresno scene, dude.
Yep.
Don't tell us about it.
You mean there's more than Fresno?
I know, a favorite place you have, you go to, that people should check out, favorite beers, whatever. Mm-hmm. Keep the island beer theme going. Give us your island beer theme. We love it. So Thank you for all the voicemail action.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Cheers!
Yay!
Are we through? Did we have a decision on this? Hopping on Dark. Good. Yes.
Other than
this black IPA.
other than this beer having a catchy chorus, that's about it.
It's got a great chorus.
It's a great chorus.
The obvious music pairing with this would be Ozzy Osbourne.
Shot in the dark. I enjoyed this beer very much. It has a nice roastiness to it, as well as has a nice hopness to it. Ooh. There's no complaints.
Matt's going for the Beer Citizen review.
The mouthfeel is kind of dry.
Dry.
Emotional level, average.
Ooh.
Don't they do all that? I spilled a little bit on your dog. He didn't seem to mind either.
The question is, how much more black can it be? And the answer is none more black.
I think Beer Citizen app has that emotional level tasty note on there.
Just added.
How does this make you feel? Add it.
You can put anything you want.
Yeah.
Beer Citizen, man. That was a good show. Like, it was referenced earlier. Episode 48, the boys from Beer Citizen.
Yeah,
I enjoyed talking to the beer media as much as beer brewers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. I like any opportunity we get to talk to media people as well.
Oh, yeah, those type of people you don't even know, but they're educating you.
Yes, you're right, though, about, because they're the other side of media, I guess. We're putting out content.
We're in there.
And people are inputting content to them.
So you're saying sometimes you have to be the giver and also the receiver?
And not the taker.
Interesting. I'm just reminded of a HBO show, Silicon Valley. They had this epic thing. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to rabbit
hole. He's going to a dark place.
Getting out of a rabbit hole.
Dark place.
This can's dented. Is that why it was discounted?
Yeah.
Matt's got his hands from Matt, the background.
I brought out
cans.
A couple new beers here for us to have.
Oh.
And he's referencing...
Wasting no time.
Referencing Anderson Valley. They're goos.
Goes away, please. Would you goes away?
They're goos beer.
Oh, it smells bad. It smells like it's gone bad. Old leather shoe.
It goes.
This beer is good, but boy, is it filling.
Toss. that makes me want a shrimp burrito from Don Pepe.
Oh, that does sound good.
The Kimmy, the Yank Ring,
and
the
you?
Holly Goose Ale, whatever.
Who?
The Kimmy, the Yank, and the Holly Goose.
Ooh, there is some. It's
Anderson Valley's.
Whoa.
We bit a wild yeast.
A ghost style is an old German style.
There's a little tartness
from
to
the
it.
Leipzig area of Germany.
Ooh.
It's some characteristics can be it's a low hop, it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
Coriander seeds. It's an unfiltered wheat beer, essentially, is what a goes is.
Essentially.
It almost has this
old German style type
has
of beer.
A slight sourness to it. It's not like
it's easy drinking. 4.4 point something.
Mm.
4.2% alcohol.
Easy drinking is a fallacy in this beer.
Uh-oh.
Man, this one kind of climbs up your uvula and speed bags it for a minute.
Do I have a uvula?
I don't know. Isn't that hangy thing?
Sounds like something a female would have.
What are you saying, sir?
I don't know.
What are you implying?
Nothing.
I'm very much a man. I have a beard.
Wow. Goes, huh? So you're not a Goes fan?
No, this is great, but drinkable?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is... Ooh.
I like
it's not easy drinking.
No.
Mm-mm. It's like
it's fun.
This tastes like the soy sauce you'd put on your Chinese food.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's in a can. How bad could it be? Oh yes, I was severely wrong about this situation.
That's tangy.
I like it.
That is.
I like it.
Like sweet tarts.
It packs a punch. Yeah, sweet tarts.
Yes.
Yeah, it's refreshing tartness. This divine.
It's like having like a bunch, when you put like a bunch of sweet tarts in your mouth at the same time.
Like you're doing the.
And then you drink water.
I'm not sure this is the best way to advertise your beer. It's all the refreshing, you know, refreshing tartness, but then it just says earthy undertones and hint of citrus, followed by a slight sea salty like dryness and tangy. So we got that sea salty tangy thing going
that
on right now.
That sounds horrible. I've heard pornos described that way.
Sea salty.
But it says efficient. I don't even care anymore.
It does make the Deschutes seem quite boring after. Oh,
effervescent after finish.
It's a lot.
Are you guys getting the effervescence from it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. I give it a 10.
I've been Italian. This one I got as a single from Whole Foods.
Wow.
Every once in a while, I was like, perfect. I was like, oh, yes.
Damn.
I've been wanting to try it. And it's a single. I only have to spend $3 to try it. Yes.
There was nothing but boring stuff when I was there in the singles
section. It's been kind of lame lately.
Although they did have a, an Anchor Christmas sale. I was like,
that's been there for a while, dude. I keep seeing it. It's like same one. Like no one's like picking it up.
I was gonna put a little marker on there.
Like to I'm make gonna sure see if this is the same one.
This has got to be
sitting there.
Don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact.
Hey, over here. Over here. Hey, Ben Codrigan.
All right.
We'd like to talk about any interesting beers we've had in the past week since the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Bearded Brewer.
So I had a Drake's 1500. I guess that's their dry hopped ale.
I guess.
Somebody's like, here, try this. And I was like, well, okay. It was actually fairly good.
Yes.
It was a good beer. And then I had a true Irish beer. I don't know. They call it a superior lager, but it's by Cranes, C-R-E-A-N-S, so Crayons, I don't know, made by Crayola, something like that.
Crayola's gotten into the brewing game, all right.
Then there was Old Leghorn.
They would have some epic names if Crayola started making beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, they got 96 colors.
Yeah, endless possibilities. Then I had Old Leghorn. Which was the Firestone Three Floyds.
Leghorn?
Leghorn.
Foghorn, sure Leghorn.
That's not a porn you saw? sounds like a porn star.
Yeah.
Now listen Leghorn. Here, boy.
Which was
now listen here, boy.
Listen here.
Listen here, son.
Which was the Three Floyds Firestone collaboration. Pretty good.
Oh, you had that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Then I looked back at my list. I did have some Sucre, which was because I forgot that it was the tequila barrel aged beer.
Wow.
At the staff meeting, one of those came out. So it was smooth for containing alcohol. And then there was a.
You're having beers I don't even understand right now.
The next one you'll understand. So we happen to know a card dealer that works at a local place.
Card dealer?
Card.
Like he's like a Chuck Chansey or?
He works at a local establishment.
Automobile.
The cards you play to try and win money and or lose your life savings, whichever you'd prefer.
Oh, okay.
But he has a house down south. So he happened to be stopping by Noble and he got us a Noble Showers beer. And it was the Rakeu hops. And it was interesting. I've never had that hop or heard of it before, but it tasted like fruit punch in a bottle. It was interesting.
Hey, I think I want to try.
Yeah. There's some other stuff, but I can't remember it. That like Mikey said, it was over my head. People are like, you've never tried this? Here, try that. And it was like, Dos Osos or something.
Like, I don't understand what I'm having right now. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I should have wrote down notes, but I didn't.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Help the podcast out.
Well, there's my Vin got drinking.
Nick.
That's all I care about.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You've been drinking anything, man?
Water.
Before this show?
I had tap water and bottled water.
Was it fermented?
It was fermented.
Oh, all right, boy. Then. That's a you can say it.
Okay, so...
Did it have yeast?
I'm going to try and sell this as exciting, even though it's it's pretty regular. I went to a party.
Yeah, party, man.
Party, man.
I didn't get invited.
Word up. And so they had... And they're kind of apologetic. They're like, oh, I know you like good beer, but sorry, all we have is this.
Oh, you had a reputation coming in.
Apparently. But I was like,
you know, at some point in this party preparation, they mentioned your name and like, oh, Nick really likes good beer. We don't have any good beer. Fuck it.
We don't know what to do. We just can't do anything. But they had the, it was a great party and good reason to be there. And they had the Firestone, I'm going to call it the hop variety pack, because it was nothing dark whatsoever from Firestone. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of interesting to get to try, so I made a point to try all the beers together.
That 12-pack that's like in a brownish kind of cardboardy colored 12-pack
from
Firestone, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see the box, but I'm going to guess that's it. Because it had the Pilsner, the Pale 31, the Union Jack, and the 805. And so
That's a good 12-pack.
I got to try Union Jack up against Pale 31 to see how they compare. Yeah. And they were really good together. I mean, obviously, they're from the same company, but you could almost put them in order and drink them and see. It's like, okay, this one has two hops, and this one has three hops, and now we're in the four. Like, you could tell they increased the flavors and the aromas
more complex,
and they all fit well together. It was kind of crazy to see all of them together, and then 805.
Like, I know what that's all about.
We know what that was on the other side of the cooler. So that was kind of cool. But then we went to Eureka Burger after the big car show last Friday night that they have in Fresno, and they had on tap, I didn't drink it, but I saw it, they had the brewery on tap.
Wow. That's actually quite impressive for a Fresno Eureka Burger.
And I was driving, so I couldn't have it, but I was like, damn, they have a 16% Sucre.
Holy jeez.
On tap.
16%.
So I had to settle for...
I assume did you see if they're giving it in small,
six ounce pours?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you guys were there the other night. I was wondering.
Yeah, we went to the Tap Takeover. I was just getting my steal the glass, not Tap Takeover.
Yeah. You're just stealing a glass.
I was just getting my glassware.
Same. I stole a glass.
I wasn't even paying attention to anything else they had.
So after my big story. My big false story. I did have an Abyss by Deschutes Brewery. That was my big beer for the weekend.
Abyss.
The Abyss.
Have I seen that one?
I don't know.
What was it? I assume it's a stout?
Big barrel aged stout.
Nice.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was divine.
Divine.
Oh. I know a fancy one
to
plug later on. No. So, speaking of barrel-aged, they barrel-age Black Butte, and I got to try Black Butte 25, which was an amazing barrel-aged Black Butte.
Damn, that does sound good.
Or Black Butt, depending how you pronounce it.
Black Butte.
Butte.
But, yeah, anyways, back to your biz.
Yeah. So that was my big beer for the weekend, and why it took so much time to sell the Firestone story, because I only had that one really good one. But the Abyss is amazing. I got another one aging, so I'm going to try it in a few more months. Because it says on the label, do not drink before August.
Oh.
So I drank this one too soon.
Oh.
How dare you tempt me to hold on to it.
Don't say that. Now I'm going to have to edit that out.
Damn it.
The beer authorities are going to shut us down. Authority. Respect my authority. I haven't had anything really interesting at all. I have not had anything new all week.
What?
I've had stuff I've had before. I did go to a Yard House, but I had stuff I've had there before.
Like you had their house.
The fresh squeeze. The house beer. Yeah. And now I'm wishing I had the house beer. I had the hop sauce, fresh squeeze.
Hop sauce is good, though.
I had a Hell or High watermelon.
There you go.
Yeah. Just because.
That seems to be the new summertime beer.
I didn't, you know, I got it because I was bringing it to my parents. And my, my sister and her girlfriend are going to be there. And I'm like, oh, they'll like this. That's why I brought it. But I still have one for myself. So
you brought beer and drank all the beers you
yeah,
brought.
Yeah, like, I'm going to drink all
of it. Here, I got you guys a 5-pack.
I got you guys. Here, you can have one.
Yeah, it's a new thing. 5-packs.
Yeah, it's new.
Yeah.
But, and then, of course, I went to the Steal the Glass night at Eureka Burger with DDH, Tioga Sequoias.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And your 14.75 ounce.
Yes. It's a good glass. It was a solid glass. I like them.
Mm-hmm. I was envious of that glass.
Mm-hmm. They're the, which style of glass would that be called?
Yeah, it's like a Belgian or Teardrop.
That's what I was looking for.
Stemware.
Better than a pint glass.
Point.
More universal for the hoppy of beers, yes.
Yes. And what's funny about Eureka Burger, at least in the Fresno one, is they have a crazy turnover rate there. Because there's like only one or two people that I see there regularly. Everyone else is just new people.
You're new.
Mm-hmm. And I go there like once every 2 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes once a week.
I think Fresno's just a big testing ground. Oh, you do well here, we'll put you somewhere else.
If you can make it in Fresno, you can make it in anywhere.
Yeah.
They took away the vodka burger, which I was very sad. Burger.
Yeah, they take away stuff. Producer Becky is complaining, like, they always get rid of the stuff I like.
Yeah, they slimmed down their menu quite a bit.
Yeah. The hell?
That pulled makes pork or cowboy burger. So those two things I care
cowboy
about.
Burger solid. The Fresno burger is good too.
Yeah.
I like the Fresno burger.
The blue Pearl paste. Burger is good too.
Ooh, I haven't had that one. But yeah.
Pearl Street Blues. That's what it's called.
Cowboy burger and the Fresno burger.
Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm. I think the cowboy burger actually stepped up a notch. I liked it a lot better last time. That's what I had Friday.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Barbecue sauce, bacon, and onions. That's all you need.
And the burger.
And bacon.
Don't forget the bacon. They have good bacon here.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon. So is there anything right now you guys are looking out for? Looking out. Some beers.
Looking out.
Yes. All the... Not the small made Sierra Nevada beer camps, but all the big collaborations of the Sierra Nevada beer camps are going to start surfacing soon, and there could be 12 of them coming to town, or there could be not, and they could be all cool brands. That's what I'm looking out for. I would like to try. I mean, they're everybody. Three Floyds, Russian River, you know, they collaborated with anybody you care about.
Really?
Yes.
They collaborated with Russian River?
Yes.
Holy sheesh.
So yeah, this beer camp series, all 12 beers are just going to be phenomenal. So hopefully somebody will get the majority of them on a tap takeover, and we can just, like, Uber there and just go crazy.
Wee! You'd be a woo girl.
Woo! I'm feeling like we'll have this if we haven't had it. Maybe you guys have seen it. Stone's Collective Distortion beer, where they had a musician. It was like two dudes collaborated to make a beer. Stone. It's a double IPA called Collective Distortion. Kerry Kelly and Kyle something.
String Cheese Incident, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Collab to make a beer. And I've been seeing it pop up on the social media, but I haven't seen it in Fresno. So I'm just feel like, it seems like we get everything Stone does. So
yeah,
well, I feel like we'll see it.
We didn't get any of that Perfect Crime, and we didn't get the
really.
We've
gotten Perfect Crime before, though.
We did.
Mm-hmm. I saw it at what's the newish market in River Park? That wannabe
Sprouts.
Trader Joe's Sprouts. Yeah,
really.
They had it at Sprouts.
They had it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But the yeah, the Woodstout I never did see in town, huh?
And they're going to do a second round of that.
Yeah, they're making another one.
Yeah.
With Will Wheaton.
Wheaton. Yes.
The thing in the bottle, yes, with the cap.
Session IPAs, a Ballast Point Even Keel.
Session.
I want to see that come around. Elysian's Dayglow IPA.
Whoa.
That one looks as good as well. So I'm hoping to see those. Those seem possible. So that's what I'm looking out for.
Sorry.
Nick, was it? Did we get you, Nick?
No, but I have not done my homework lately. I don't know what I'm looking
you're
out
you're
for.
You're not looking for anything.
I'm just going to look at the shelf. And
yeah, pick. Look at our shelf that you've already drank.
Lamp. I love carpet.
I know it's in town, but we need to try the newest Almanac Sour, the strawberry sour.
I did see that.
That does sound interesting.
That's something that we need to try, because strawberries are amazing.
They are amazing.
Cheers, boys. Would you got some cheers before we open up this Firestone Opal just sitting there waiting to be opened up on this table?
So there's a... There's a slight movie reference, but in Ocean Beach, there is a convenience store called Quick Stop, which I like Quick Stops, clerk reference, if you will.
Kevin Smith.
Yep. So OB Quick Stop has been liking a few of my photos, and they carry some fairly nice craft beers. Yeah, so man. Cheers to them. Then here's San Diego. The number two runner up for fancy Instagram name. World of Beercraft. So
nice.
Yeah, and his description says old man, and he likes a lot of beer. So
look at my life.
And then here is the ding, 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 the number one clever name of the day.
We'll see.
Special Hopperations.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
I was waiting for Mikey's reaction.
So. I mean, come on. It's awesome.
It is. It's solid. It's solid.
It really only added one letter, but.
But it's still solid. I'll give it that.
And then probably the most clever and envious person I am of on Instagram right now is the Microbrew Cyclist. He reviews bike stuff, bike events, beers, and brewing stuff. Nice. So that's kind of like the best of both worlds, two bike and
That sounds like somebody that needs to Skype in on the show.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Follow that guy. Tag that guy. Right. Start stalking him, Beer to Brewer.
Okay. I will circle it right now.
He's circling and
sounds
circled.
Sounds interesting. Nick, you mind choosing one? Does everyone suck?
Everyone sucks.
You all suck.
You all... Yeah. Way to go. Mikey's grabbing beers. I want to say cheers just in case they're listening and they want to invite me to their party. Cheers to Libertine Pub.
Libertine.
They're going to have their second anniversary.
We all love the Libertine Pub.
At the end of June, and they're having a shindig. Sorry, I probably got really loud right now. They're going to have a shindig on the coast at the end of June 28th, and I'm going to try and go and hang out. That's
funny because we'll be there June 28th.
Oh, how about that?
Oh,
how convenient.
So, did you hear that? Anyone that has a connection with the Libertine Pub, Tyler. Make sure to invite the brothers to your little party.
So that might be cool.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Let the brothers come to your party. Or craft beer media, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Let the brothers crash your party.
You want craft beer media.
Where's
legit national craft beer media. To come to your party, Libertine. Did they really collab with Left Hand Brewing not Left Hand Brewing?
I know they did a trip to Fort Collins.
To New Belgium. Thank you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what came with that.
All right, Firestone Opal. One of you dudes brought this.
Play us out.
their dry hopped saison farmhouse ale, the Opal.
Opel.
Oh, good the thing Opal. It's not a Buick Opal.
Oh. Oh, wow, dude.
Wow.
Messed up, man.
Damn.
Somebody's driving around in the Buick Opel right now. Yeah. Dude. Listening to this.
All like, four cylinders.
That's messed up. I got all four cylinders
with cranking. Your electronic seats and
crank windows.
Yes.
It's a massage chair.
I want to give a cheers out to some Untappd people.
Oh.
Some ooh. Of my Untappd friends at Dorktown. If you want to find me on Untappd.
Nobody does.
Whoa.
No one does. No one. Todd Hill, Jay Hernandez, Topher Silva, Steve Frick, Ian Bergen, Scott Bailey.
Scotty be brewing.
Scotty be brewing.
Scubby.
Scotty. Scotty.
Michael Rusk, Dustin Rocha.
Yeah.
And me at, it's just M and an at symbol.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
All those people on Untappd. And also anyone on Beer Citizen app.
Yeah.
I'm liking the Beer Citizen app too. Trying to get into reviewing things.
Cheers.
On a basic level anyway.
Cheers to Mikey for hitting the leaderboard for most new followers.
Yes. I'm on the Beer Citizen leaderboard.
Yeah. Most followers.
We're trying to get Tioga to get on the leaderboard, so all you local folks, get on Beer Citizen and start reviewing Tioga stuff.
Cheers to, did you see M. Sardina? He went to Beer Citizen and slammed them with Society's beers.
Yes.
Let me help you with our beers.
Yeah, that was very cool. Like, and he even added me on some, or added us.
Oh, cool. Did he?
Yeah, on some emails that he sent to Beer Citizen just so we could kind of see what, you know. But listening to the show inspired him to email Beer Citizen about stuff. So
He
kind of let us CC us in on emails. So that was very cool.
It was to see all his stuff up there. And he's.
I knew trails. Like when we were talking to Beer Citizen and he had drank a bunch of Society beer. I was like, I bet our boy M. Sardina was the one that brought that beer up there.
Oh, yeah, that's
to
right.
To the City Beer Store.
City Beer, yeah.
And it was. It was Mike.
Small
so cheers
world.
To cheers our boy M. Sardina.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go to San Diego again. Whoa. Jesus. I just did a major beer foul.
He's so excited he can't contain himself.
I just beer jizzed all over my shirt.
Yeah. Nope. He'll be sucking that out of the threads later.
I'll hopefully be down in San Diego in July.
I just got Opal all over my shirt.
The brewery got invited.
July.
Well, all the coming breweries quick, in the United States has got invited to
every brewer.
Sierra Nevada beer cramp. Beer cramp.
Beer cramp.
I got a beer cramp.
Oh, cramp.
Ah, I got a beer cramp.
Beer camp tour.
I'm going to do that in the next brewery I'm at, just randomly, just yell it out.
Beer cramp.
Oh, I got a beer cramp.
Crap or cramp?
Cramp, bro.
Beer crap?
I need some attention. Who's I have a beer cramp. Beer? I got a beer cramp.
Well, they're doing a tour.
I got a major beer crap.
They're doing a 7-day tour, and I think like Saturday.
On a 7-day tour.
So I guess San Francisco is going to be Saturday, and then San Diego is Sunday. So the brewery thought we might as well buy some tickets and whatnot and make a trip down to San Diego. So
it means whale's vagina.
So I might be able to make a trip down there and pick up some stuff.
Yeah.
Visit some, shake some babies and hold hands or something like that.
Wait, Nick. Yeah, hold hands. Hold baby's hands. Can I hold your baby's hand? It's cool. I'm the bearded brewer.
It's cool. Let me rub my beard on him.
I don't really want you to hold my baby's hand, but thanks. All right. Well, you're lost. Your baby could have held my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Nick, weren't we supposed to have some? Didn't you get some beers sent to you from a listener? And now, maybe, did you drink them all?
Maybe I did.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Maybe I drank all of them.
This
KB, wasn't there a KBS rumor floating around.
I don't know who said that.
Oh.
I don't know.
Now you don't know nothing, huh?
What are you talking about?
Nice.
You know, this beer started out as black licorice, but now I'm getting banana.
Off this Firestone farmhouse ale.
Opal.
A very bitter banana.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a beer.
It's a beer.
I know it's a lot of people love it.
How's your shirt taste?
His shirt. My shirt loves it.
Would you rather? Would you rather Opal or would you rather Rebel IPA?
Well, I have no idea what Rebel IPA tastes like.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It could be good.
Sure you don't.
Don't. I'm still staying strong. Have you not tried it yet?
I have not tried it
yet. Oh, you're still trying. Whoa.
Wait, what?
You tried it.
No.
You just said not tried it.
I know. I was seeing if you're paying attention.
So you've tried it.
That's a double negative. That means it's a positive, right?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I've not tried it.
I've not tried it.
Then you've tried it.
No, I have not.
If you've
not tried it.
This is what happens at the end of the show. Anything else, boys, before we go?
Nope, burn it down.
Burn it all down. We've gone past an hour.
Damn.
PerfectPourPodcast.com, at PerfectPour on Twitter, at PerfectPour on Instagram, PerfectPour, back up. PerfectPourPod on Twitter, PerfectPourPod on Instagram, PerfectPourPod on Facebook.
Yay.
Talk to Nick. Nick's just like waiting to talk.
Waiting.
Beer. That's what he does all day.
Where everybody knows him, your name.
We pay him $1 an hour to just sit on Facebook and wait for somebody. So there you go. And I'm now, Beer Citizen.
Beer Citizen.
I'm Beer Citizen.
I'm the Nick Gady.
All right.
And you are.
Are you on there, Bearded Brewer? Beer Citizen?
I'm on everything.
All of the things.
Bearded Brewer 87.
Smeckle Chip.
Look for it social media and you're on it.
Yeah.
No, even Smart Chip.
I'm even on LinkedIn. I have qualities on LinkedIn. So, I mean, I'm on.
Yeah. I'm on LinkedIn. I got to change my settings. LinkedIn emails me like 5 things a day. Like, I don't give a shit. Yeah. I accidentally emailed a bunch of people, I think, from my LinkedIn.
Yep.
Yeah, you got it? Damn it.
No. I know what you're talking about, though. It's like, hey, you haven't signed in a while. By the way, send an email to everybody. And you're like, no.
Yeah, I signed somehow I emailed like 50 people for no reason. Like, hey, have you checked out Mike's LinkedIn site yet? No, don't check out my LinkedIn. It's stupid. But now everybody thinks I'm a dumbass because of my LinkedIn.
Dumbass.
Yes, because of your LinkedIn. That's why.
If I can give I'm going to do an app recommendation towards the end of the show here. So
please.
Get
us out of here.
It's not a social media app per se. You don't really have a login, but it does keep track of your personal check-ins, and you can, I believe, now share these said check-ins to your social media, but it's places I've pooped. And you could record the different places that you have destroyed and or blown up.
It's like a review app for bathrooms. And I give this place a 4-star rating for pooping.
But if, you know, I feel that would be a legitimate way to show somebody that I pooped in a Hilton in, you know, Las Vegas. That, you know, it would be, why would I go and create that if it didn't happen?
Check.
Yeah, that's true. It would be legit.
So that's my app recommendation of the day.
All right. It's a good one.
Wait, do you hear that? Oh, sounds like thunder.
It does. Sunburns on Bandcamp. Look for them.